This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. To stop the spread of measles, dozens of unvaccinated students at one Colorado high school are being told to not attend school and stay in quarantine for at least 21 days. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
This comes after Broomfield High recorded confirmed cases in two unvaccinated students. Here's Dr. Ned Collange, the state's chief medical officer.
This is a way to keep measles from becoming a huge outbreak in our schools, in our metro area, in our counties, and in our state.
He says the rule is set out in both federal guidelines and state law. To attend school, students are being told they must show proof of measles immunity. As measles is spreading widely, states like South Carolina and Minnesota have taken similar steps. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After a briefing on Iran with administration officials, Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he still has some concerns about why the U.S. decided to take military action against Iran. He says it still appears that the U.S. took action because of Israel, something Secretary of State Marco Rubio tried to walk back before the briefing. Hickenlooper says he will support a war powers resolution because President Trump seems to have outsourced the decision to go to war.
I don't think Coloradans are supportive of it. I'm not supportive of it. Certainly going to vote that way.
The War Powers Resolution gives the administration 60 days to conduct operations in Iran before triggering a vote. The Senate Republican leaders told reporters the president has all the powers he needs under the Constitution to conduct military strikes beyond the 60-day window. This is CPR News.